The eighth parak focuses on the requirements for the flour, oil, and wine. And we're going to go through the Mishnayos that are written in that order. First, we'll talk about the flour. Mishnah Aleph says, Kol HaKorbanos HaTzibor VaYachid. When we say Korbanos, we're talking about the Korban Mincha, whether it's for the Tzibor, the Yachid, Bayim Min Haaretz Umichutz Laaretz. They come whether from Eretz Yisrael or even from Chutz Laaretz, Min HaChadosh or Min HaYashen, and it can come from the new grain, it can come from the old grain, last year's grain, with two exceptions, Chutz Min HaOmer Ushtei Alechem, the Omer, the Korban Omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, and the Shtei Alechem that's brought on Shavuos, She'enem Bayim Ela Min HaChadosh or Min HaAretz, they can only come from the new grain and only from the grain of Eretz Yisrael. V'chulam Einem Bayim Ela Min HaMuvchar, and all of them, they have to come from the best ingredients. We're talking not only here about the flour, but oil, wine, and in fact, all korbanos as well. So how do we getting back to the flour, where does the best flour come from? Ve'ezu muvchar. So you have to grow the grain, the wheat, michmas u'mizonicha. Those are two locations. Alpha la solas. Those were the ideal. Alpha here means the tops, the best, the ideal for the solas, for the flour of the korban mincha. Shnia lahem. Second best. Flour that comes from chafarayim babika. And next, Kol Aratzos HaYuksheiros, the Mishnah continues that, in fact, you can get flour from all places in Israel, outside of Israel, as we mentioned, Elami, Kana, Yomivin, but these were the ideal places to bring. And of course, Klal Yisrael wanted to bring the Korban Mincha, the flour from the best places. Mishnah Beis continuing talking about the flour for the Korban Mincha, in Mivin, Lomi Beis Hazvalim, you can't bring flour that was grown from wheat in a field that requires fertilizer, that requires fertilization because maybe the fertilization wasn't done well and we're not getting the best quality. We want the best quality flour. Accordingly, bring it from a field that doesn't require fertilization. And similarly, don't bring it from a field that requires irrigation because it may not have been irrigated well. Accordingly, it may not be the best quality. So bring it from a field that doesn't require irrigation. And don't bring it from a field that had trees growing in because the trees would have competed for the nutrients in the soil. And we're not going to get the best grain accordingly. If you brought from any of those three, it's still going to be kosher b'dieved, ketzad huosa. What do you do in order to get the best flour? How do you go the best grain in order to get the best flour? So this is the way you do it. Nara shana rishona. What you do is you would plow your field and leave it fallow. You could have planted half of it, so you plant half, but you're not going to use that for the korban mincha ubashni. And the second year, you're going to use the second half of the field that was fallow the first year. You're going to plant it at least 70 days before Pesach, so it's going to be ready on time. And that is going to make the highest quality flour, and that was what you're going to use in the second year of using of that field for the Korban Mincha. So the treasurer who was out there buying the ingredients, so he's buying the flour for the base of Mikdash, how would he check that he had the best quality? What he would have to do is he would put his hand right into the flour and he would check it. And if ala ba avak, if he saw in his hand that there were tiny particles of flour, that's not good quality. It was ground too thin. So you'd have to get rid of those tiny particles. That would be psula, anshi, and ifena. Until it was sifted out, you want to get rid of those two tiny particles because you don't want that in your flour. Vimhislia, and if the flour became wormy, it rotted, psula. That is possible as well. Mishnah Gimel, now we're going to start talking about the oil and the requirements for the olives for the use in the Korban Mincha. Mishnah Gimel, Tekoa, Alpha Lashem, and the location of Tekoa, the place of Tekoa, was the ideal to take shemen from, to take the oil from. They grew the best olives there. Abba Sholom er Shniela, Regev Be'evar Yarden. The second best was the place called Regev, which was on this other side, the Transjordan. Kol Ha'aratzos HaYukshayros Elimikana Yubivin. All of the places you can buy the oil from, all locations, all places, but these were the best. Eimivin Lomibes Hasvalim. This is just what we saw previously when it came to the flour, so we're not going to explain it in detail. Don't buy oil that came from a fertilized field, or from an irrigated field, and also if there were other things planted in that field that was competing for the nutrients, don't buy from that field as well. So if you had other plants that were planted between the olive trees, that's not going to be the ideal field. But if you did, it is b'dieved going to be kasher. You're not allowed to bring oil that came from unripe olives, deem heavy puzzle, and if you used it, that is going to be puzzle. It's going to invalidate that korban mincha. Ein mevin min hagargarin shenishru b'mayim. You're not allowed to bring oil that was from olives that soaked in water, v'lomin hakfushim, or olives that were pickled, v'lomin habshlukim, or olives that were boiled. Deem heavy pasul. If you did bring, it's going to be pasul. That will totally invalidate even b'di'evit. Mishnah Dalet requires a little bit background. When they had their trees, they would the olives would ripen at different stages. So in fact, they used to harvest the trees three different times, at the beginning, in the middle, and the end of the harvest, when different grapes became ripe, and you would start, the most ripe would start at the top of the field, so that would be the first pass, the first harvest, and then you go to the middle of the tree, and then the end of the tree. Those were the three passes of the harvesting. So what we're going to talk about in our Mishnah is those three harvests. We're going to label them as harvest number one, harvest number two, and harvest number three. So the passes that you take through on the same trees are the harvest one, two, and three. And actually, you would squeeze out the olives at three different processes. So the three steps in the process, and you had different grades, different qualities of the oil that came out. The first oil that came out would be quality A, the top, the best. And then thereafterward, when you squeeze them more, you'd get B, and the last would be the least quality, that would be C. So we're going to call the grades or the qualities A, B, and C. The Mishnah says as follows, Mishnah Dalet, Shlosha Zaysim. There were three different times that they passed through and harvested the trees, Ubahem Shlosha Shlosha Shmanim, and there were three different grades, three different qualities of oil that came out based on the process, three steps in the process. And we're going to go through now. The first harvest was as follows, Zayis Harishon. So when they were harvesting the first time, passing through those trees, what you would do is Megargara B'Rosh HaZayit, you would pick from the top of the tree because that ripened first. And what you would do right after you take off those olives with Kotesh, you would pound those olives, the nose and the Soch HaSal, and you put it in the bottom of a Sal of the basket, and the oil would go through the cracks in the basket and would fall into a container underneath. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sviva HaSal. Rabbi Yehuda says, don't put it just into the bottom of the basket, put it around the inside walls of the basket and let the oil fall into the bottom, into the container underneath, because if you put it around the sides of the walls, then it will take off some of the bad sediment. You're going to get higher quality oil. Zer Rishon. This is grade A. So again, we're talking about harvest one. This is the first pass at it. This is grade A. So this is 1A. Ta'an, thereafter, you took those olives, Ta'an Bekora, you would press them by putting a heavy beam on them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ba'avanim. Rabbi Yehuda says you would put stones on it because the stones don't weigh as much, so you're not going to get out some of the sediment that you don't want. So you want to put something lighter on top of it, beams being too heavy. Zesheni, and this is the second step in the process of taking out the oil, of removing the oil from those olives. And this is grade B. This is the second best quality. Chazar, v'tachan, v'tan, zeshlishi. You would grind what you have left over of those olives, and you would again put either the heavy beam or the stone on it, and you get out the third amount of oils, zeshlishi. This is grade C. In other words, this is from harvest one, grade C. Harishon lemenorah, the grade A quality oil that came out first would be used for the menorah because the menorah required higher quality, v'hashar, and grades B and C, l'menachos, would you be used for the korban mincha. That is all the first harvesting. The second harvesting is going to be almost identical with one difference, hazayis hasheni. The second harvesting, passing through the same trees, the difference was now we're picking not from the top of the tree, but the middle of the tree has now ripened. So you would get onto the tops of your roofs, which was about the height of the middle of the tree, Megargro, you would prick from Berosh Agag by standing on the top of your roof, the Kotesh, and again you would pound those olives, Vinosan Letzoch HaSal, and you put it into the basket. And we're just going to read this quickly because it's the same as the first pass, the first harvest, now that we're doing the second harvest. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sivos HaSal, you would put it not in the bottom of the basket, but around the sides of the basket. Zerishon, this is grade A. And now, continuing, the second harvest will get grade B, the second step in the process. Ta'an Bakora, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ba'avanim. You would put a heavy beam, or you would put a stone on it. Zesheni, this is grade B. Chazar, v'tachan, v'tan. Zeshlishi, that is grade B. Harishon, the menorah, v'shal menachos. Again, grade A went for the menorah, and grades B and C of the second pass-through of this second harvest would be for the korban mincha. Now we are going on to the third harvesting, Hazayis HaShlishi. Here it would be a little bit different in the first step, and then the steps 2 and 3 will be identical to what we've seen. What you would do now is, because these were harder and more difficult olives to deal with, you would have to otno b'socha bayis ad shiloke. What you would do is you would put it into vats in order to soften the olives, and you would remove then you would wait until it spoiled. So in other words, you would wait until the outside got really soft. Uma'aleu. And you would do it, you would take it up and let it dry out on the top of your roof, because there were other liquids that you wanted to dry out at this point, because they came out in that spoiling process when you had it in the vat, so you only want to have the oil. So you did it on the top of your roof because it had a bad smell. And again, you would pound it and you would put it into the basket. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Siva Sasal, Rabbi Yehuda says as before, put it around the outsides of the sal, Zerish, and this is grade A. And now, continuing with the third harvest, it's going to be, the next two steps are going to be identical to we saw in the first and second harvest. Tan Bakora, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bavanim, Zesheni, this is grade B. Chazar Vatachem Vatan, Zeshlishi, this is grade C. And again, as we said in both the first harvest, second harvest, and the third harvest, Harisha la menorah, grade A is going to go with the menorah, the Hashar, and grades B and C are going to go la menachos. And now Mishnah Hay is going to tell us as follows, as we've seen in the prior Mishnah, that grade A goes for the menorah. So grade A, whether in the first harvest, second harvest, third harvest, all grade A is going to go for the menorah. And also when it comes to the mincha, there are going to be priorities as well. Because if we think about it, we had three harvests, we had three grades in each one, so we have a total of 9 different types of oil. So there is going to be priority in choosing what's going to be best for the korban mincha as well as follows. Mishnah Hay, harishon should be rishon. This is talking about the rishon is quality A, from harvest day. So we're going to call that 1A, harvest 1, first harvest, quality A, the first quality, the first step of the province. That's going to be 1A, ein lamala mimenu. That is going to be the best type of oil that can be used. That's going to go to the menorah. Hasheni shibarishon, the barishon again, this is the second, this is grade B from the first harvesting. We're going to call that 1B, is Vaharishan Vishabashani, and 2A, that's from the second harvest, the first A, the grade A, the first oil that comes out, Shavi, those are going to be equal. And now we're going to say as follows, Hashlishi Shabarishan 1C, Vashani Shabashani, and 2B, Vaharishan Shabashlishi, and 3A, Shavi, those are all going to be equal in priority when we're choosing what to use for our Korba Mincha, the oil for our Korba Mincha. And in addition, Hashlishi Shabashani, that is 2C, Vasheni Shabashlishi, and 3B, in other words, the third harvest, the second time, the grade B, Shavi Nogus are going to be equal in priority as well. Hashlishi Shabashlishi, when it comes to the third harvest, the third quality, that is going to be 3C, Ein Lamata Mimenu, that is going to be the worst quality, that's going to be our last choice. Now continuing, we're going to ask the fundamental question, why when it comes to the menorah does it require grade A, and when it comes to the korban mincha doesn't require grade A, we can use B and C as well. We would have thought that the korban mincha, the oil for the korban mincha, you would require grade A as well. It would require pure olive oil just like the menorah. Why? What would we have thought that? Because the menorah that isn't literally eaten, it means it's not used on the mizbeach, the menorah is burned in the menorah and the oil is not put on the mizbeach to una shemen zaitzach, and nonetheless it still requires grade A. Hamenachos shen la'achila korban mincha that goes on the mizbeach, it's burned on the mizbeach, that's a higher level. Ein odin shi'itanu shemen zaitzach, wouldn't we have thought kal v'chomer that it's going to require grade A? Talmud lomer, that's not the case. Zach katit la'maor, it says in the pasuk that the menorah requires grade A, the lozach kasit la'menachos, but when it comes to the korban mincha, there is no such requirement, there's no such pasuk. Accordingly, we use grade B and C for the mincha. Now, to complete the parak, next to Mishnayos, starting with Mishnah Vav, we're going to talk about the wine and the grapes that were required to be used as the component in the korban mincha. Mishnah Vav, uminayin hayu mevinas ayin. Where did they get the wine from for the korban mincha? They got it from places called Krusim va'atulim, Alpha Leyin. Those two places were the ideal source to bring your wine. Shnei Lehem, and second best, Beis Rima, Ubeis Lavan Bahar, Beis Lavan located on the hill, Ukfar Signa Babikva, that was located in the valley. Kol Haratzah Yekshiras, you can get your grapes and the wine from those grapes from all locations. Ela Mikana Yus Mivin, but they would bring it from these places because they wanted to do it in the most beautiful way. Ein Mivin, Lo Mibeis Hazvalim. And as we said, it's the same with the flour and the same with the olives. Same thing applies when it comes to the grapes. We don't bring it from a fertilized field, and not from an irrigated field. And also if seeds were planted between the vines, that's not going to be the best quality grape. So accordingly, don't bring from that field. From any of these three, it's still going to be kosher. We don't bring grapes. We don't bring wine from grapes that were taken off, they were harvested, and then they were left to sweeten in the sun. That is not ideal. We don't want sweet. We don't want sweet wine. We want non-sweet wine. It's more effective. It's more potent. Vimehevi kasha. But if you did nonetheless bring wine that was brought from grapes that sweetened in the sun, b'diyevet, it's going to be kosher. Ein mevin yashan, divrei Rebbe, you cannot bring wine from last year. Not going to be the same quality. The color red is not going to be as prominent. V'chachamim achshir, and chachamim say not a problem. Ein mevin lo masak, you cannot bring sweet wine. That's not talking about when it was dried in the sun. This is talking about natural sweet wine that you cannot bring, v'lomavushan, or you also cannot bring wine from smoked grapes, v'lomavushal, or from mevushal wine, v'imhivi. In these situations, it's going to be totally puzzle. It can't even be used b'dievin, emevimin, or dalios. You also cannot bring grapes that were grown on a trevis. Well, that means grown on a pole and a beam above the ground. It has to be grown on the ground. Elamin haroglios. Roglios means along the ground it would grow, not elevated into the air. Umina kraim havodim. And also, it should be brought from a kerem, a vine that is worked. In other words, it's tended to well two times a year. They would dig around the vines and they would make sure the irrigation is flowing well, because that's going to get us the best quality. Mishnah Zayin, continuing talking about the wine. Lohayu konsi noso b'chatzavim gedolim. Once you have the wine, you've already squeezed the grapes. They would store it not in large vats. That would not preserve the wine as well. Ela b'chavios katanos, but rather in small barrels. That preserves the taste better. Ve'eno memale es achavios apiyam. Don't fill the vat all the way up. Those small barrels, don't fill it to the top. K'dei she'ei recho nodef. Leave a little space at the top so you have a strong aroma. Eino mevi lo mipian. When you're taking it out of the barrel, out of the small barrel, don't take it from the top. Ibnei akmachim, because there develops there over time flour-like substance. It's like a white particles on the surface. We don't want to take from there. The lo mishule, also don't take from the bottom of that barrel. Mipnei ashmarim, because of the sediment. Elo mevi mishlisha umeemsa. Rather take from the middle third of the barrel and from its middle. That's the ideal place to take the wine for the Korban Mincha. Ketzad hu bodek. So the gizbar, the treasurer who's buying this from the Beis HaMikdash, when they were buying the wine, and he would actually buy it from the barrel, they would insert a spigot into the barrel. So how would he would check exactly when he wanted them to stop pouring from the middle part? You insert the spigot into the middle of that barrel. When would he tell them stop pouring? So as follows, Hagiz bar Yosef Akanabiado, he would sit there and he would have a stick in his hand. It was his measuring stick, but he wasn't measuring anything here. He was using it for a different purpose. Zarak es agid v'hikis bekanes. So when the flow coming out of the spigot turned into sediment, that's what Zarak es agid, then he would use his stick v'hikis bekanes to hit the spigot away so the poor quality wine with the sediment would not pour into what was already poured out, because he wants to buy the good quality. He doesn't want to dilute it with poor quality. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda disagrees with the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama says that if you have bad stuff in the barrel, if you have this white sediment that's not good stuff, it's froth at the top and it's the white particles, we don't want that. It's like mold. You simply take from a place not there. You can't use the mold areas according to the Tanam Kami, but it doesn't invalidate the entire barrel. Rabbi Yosef Beredo says that you invalidate the whole barrel if you have mold in it. Yayin shalab kemachim, if you have that mold, if you have that kemach in it, that white particles, puzzle, the entire thing is invalid. Shenemar tmimim yulachem min chasam. Pasuk says, it's two psukim combined here, that it should be tamim, it should be pure, it should be perfect. The korban mincha, not only the korban mincha, talking about the flour or the mincha in general, tmimim yulachem uniskehem, and also nesachim, referring to the wine here, has to be pure, and it cannot have something that it can't have mold that grew in it. And if there was mold, these white particles that you had in your barrel of wine, that would invalidate the entire thing.